Well, I got something because I have been working on a new impression.
What's that?
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys can guess.
I bet I can.
I'll give you a hint. No. You're disqualified.
Okay.
You're disqualified. But your hint.
He did this impression for 6 hours.
I didn't do it that long.
Before he even let me say hello, he went, "Hey, Chris," and then went right into it. I had dinner, showered, came back. He was still doing the bit.
He might have rotated his tires or something. I don't know. But here, I'll do it for the rest of them because they haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
And so here's your clue. It's someone who's dead.
Mocking the dead.
Bringing this back. So here, let's see if you can guess who it is.
All right, Michael Seaver. If I find out you've been cutting class again, you can kiss that Mustang goodbye.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah,
everybody's
Pains?
Everybody's Pains? Favorite dead Canadian TV dad.
I like how your impression is so bad that you have to use the character's name. Will this give it to you? Michael Seaver.
Yours was pretty spot on too.
You think Michael he does it? Is his thicker than mine?
His is I think it's pretty. I think I'm pretty thick.
I've never actually tried to do it, but okay, with this.
He just tightens up his voice box to make it sound gravelly. That's all Chris does.
That's how you do every impression.
Almost.
I think.
It's almost. My Urkel.
But yeah, I did. I called him the one night, and I just thought it would be funny to hear Alan Thicke just trash talk Kirk Cameron. Just be like, yeah, Kirk Cameron, he's probably gay.
he won't tell you that, though.
He's gay for Jesus.
Actually, one thing that is true, because Robin Thicke told this story, that on Growing Pains, Alan Thicke would always steal the clothes. He would always steal the wardrobe.
Really liked wearing Tracy Gold's outfits.
Tracy Gold? You want to talk about...
That
eating
is a
disorders.
Terrible Tracy Gold.
All right, and with that, let's get this thing rolling here.
I assumed you were recording that whole thing.
That was so good.
I can't believe we missed that.
All right. I need to turn this up, I think.
The frog said, I don't know, but it started with a lump on my ass.
Right?
Are you guys ever going to write words to that theme song?
No, there's already words written. That's actually a song called Sex, Drugs, and Cabaret by a band known as Beware the Vine.
Ah, so you ripped them off.
No, we got permission.
I asked their permission.
Oh!
And actually, half of that group is going to be here on February 7th for our Biggie versus Tupac episode.
What? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, West Coast versus New England IPAs.
I thought it was Lucas Nelson, like Willie Nelson's kid.
It is.
Just as nasally.
One and the same.
Just as nasally.
Dude, he's so good, though.
Oh, he is.
I love Lucas
Nelson. All right, welcome to Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I am your host, Knox.
Oh, happy New Year, everybody. New Year, new Big Earn.
Aww.
No, that's my first lie of the year already. One. No, same old Big Earn, same old podcast pants. Well, enough about me.
Same old Chris, just a bigger bald spot.
Okay.
Also not true. You look amazing.
Oh, from the front.
That's true.
Well, yeah, we have we got three of us here today, and we also have a special guest and one of the founding members back again, Andrea Anderson. Andy, how you doing?
Check it direct.
Amazing.
Hi, Andrea. You look amazing.
Oh, you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Ernie. Yeah, I'm excited to be back. Like, I was super jazzed to have the full day off so I can just...
hang out with us and have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I even got the full tomorrow off.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Champagne.
And with Andy, we have guest number two, Ben Revere. Yeah. How you doing, Ben?
That actually, if you look me up on IMDb, the only listing it has is guest number two. Brews, Booze, and Reviews. That's it.
I check on that frequently.
Do
so
you?
I'll know
do you?
If you're lying.
I did, you know, the way that I figure, you know, getting celebrity status is, you know, just waiting for people when they think you're dead. You know, that's fame. You know, like, oh, I should check on so and so, make sure there's not
he's
dead.
He's probably dead.
But I haven't reached that level of success yet. But I'm happy to be on your show again.
And we're happy to have you.
And yeah, you know, and I'm probably much to Chris's delight. I think well, we're drinking champagne, and I can't remember the last time I've had champagne, but we'll see how loopy I get, and I'll probably fall in and out of Alan Thicke throughout the show.
It's not a bad idea. Good to have you.
Wow, that was a bigger applause than I got on Thick of the Night.
Thick of the Night.
That was a train wreck. I think that's
that
actual
was a theme song.
That's actual footage. Yeah, that was the theme song. I knew it was going to be a shit show, so I didn't write it myself.
Excellent.
But no, I'm looking forward to this, and yeah, having fun with you guys.
I hope you have longer bits.
Maybe funnier.
I hope you have any bits, Chris. That'd
be
great.
We talked about your long bits earlier.
Yes, we did talk about your long bits. Yeah. Not even Gold Bond can shrink those up.
It's foreshadowing.
Well, there's a shadow, that's for sure.
5 o'clock shadow?
Four there's, of them. Four
o'clock shadow?
Three. I like how you're feeding me the lines now. Just say four shadows. Say four, you idiot.
All right, well, today's episode is our yearly champagne episode, recorded a week later than I wanted. I wanted to get this up and release it before the new year. Instead, we're recording it on the 3rd of January.
We had to make sure that the year actually came.
Right, and left, actually.
I heard it almost got canceled. It was coming really, really close.
Just like Roseanne.
Yeah, there was a tweet that was sent out or something, but John Goodman saved us all. So yep, let's continue.
He came back with the Connors. It's
always
all good.
Always did. Always has. Yeah. He's not dead, is he?
No.
he's not one of the dead ones. No!
Kind of looks like it. But.
He's not dead. Don't mock him yet.
I'm not yet.
Not yet.
All right, so today's episode was going to originally be entitled Spumantes, but... that was before any of us decided to do any research.
Yeah.
And since then, Chris has done some limited research, and I have done even less, relying on his limited research. So, Chris, why don't you tell us what you know about Spumantes in particular?
So, anyway, does anybody else know anything? No? I always thought Spumante was just like a classification of like sparkling wines or champagnes, yeah, where it like meant sweeter.
Brut is dry and Spumante would be sweet.
Right? Yeah. Because that's all the shit that I had heard my entire life. And that, so I'm basing my knowledge off of apparently liars.
Classic.
Because, right? So, yeah. So, fuck. You know, I even went to buy champagne for the episode. And I'm at a liquor store, and I'm like, you only have like two that say Spumante. And he goes, Spumante just means sweeter. It's a sweeter wine. These will work. This one that says blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. But turns out that was fucking false information also. So even at my local liquor store, they lied to me.
Just like rums.
So
nothing but lies.
So Spumante really just means sparkling in Italian. Right? So in order for it to be a Spumante, it has to be made in Italy, and it has to be a sparkling wine, so bubbly. And they have different grades of bubbles, so lots of different things can be Spumantes. You can even have a Moscato that's a Spumante or Prosecco. But anyway, so I bought two wines today that aren't Spumantes. They're just sweet.
Hey, Chris, I have an idea. Let's drink them anyways.
Oh.
Well, fuck. Might
you
as
always
well.
Have the okay. best ideas.
So if you do go to wikipedia.com and look under sparkling wine, hashtag Spumante, or the Italian sparkling wine, it says, according to etymological sources, the term Spumante was not used in a wine context until 1908, more than 40 years following the first Italian sparkling wine using the method champagne, but in French, produced by Carlo Gancia, which was then sold as Moscato Champagne. So sparkling wines are made throughout Italy, but the Italian sparkling wines most widely seen in the world are the Prosecco from Veneto, Franciacorta from Lombardy, Asti from Piedmont, and Lambrusco from Emilia. The Trento DOC is also famous. Though Franciacorta wines are made according to the traditional method, most Italian sparkling wines, in particular Asti and Prosecco, or Prosecco, are made with the Charmat method.
Yep, the Charmat method.
What is the Charmat method?
Is that where you can only do it like twice a month?
No, that was no. The Charmat method was developed and patented by 1895 by the Italian Federico Martinotti. The method was fully developed in a new patent by the inventor Eugene Charmat in 1907. The method is now named after the latter, but is also called Cuvée Closée, Metodo Italiano, or the tank method. The wine is mixed in a stainless steel pressure tank together with sugar and yeast. When the sugar is converted into alcohol and carbon dioxide, the yeast is filtered and removed, and the wine is bottled. The duration of fermentation affects the quality. Longer fermentation preserves the wine aromas better and gives finer and more durable bubbles. This production method is widely used in the U.S., in Italy, especially in the Asti province and the Prosecco wines, and in Germany to produce cheap variants of Sekt. There we go.
Sekt, what's that? Sweet? No, that's SEC. Never mind.
It's a German term for some sparkling wine.
And as the old saying goes, don't squeeze the Charmat.
Huh, really?
Wow, that was a thinker for Ernie. He had that one.
I just can't believe
I'm
that.
I'm laughing at.
Yeah, I was like, "Where's the fucking booze?"
She was like,
"Hey, you know, that's like a golf like, clap." You
I'm going to give you an A for trying, but you get the gold star for the day.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good joke. That wasn't bad.
You're all right.
Nothing. I got nothing.
So, have you got anything to include with that?
Almost nothing.
Tight.
Nope. Nothing. No, so when I did talk with people, those Spumantes, they did say tend to be on the sweeter side. So, I guess some of these sweeter ones that we got that aren't actually Spumantes, because again, Spumantes need to be Italian. I've got an American one and an actual champagne from France that are on the sweeter side, though.
So. This went from being a Spumante episode to a
sweeter
regular sparkling wine episode that has some Spumante tendencies. How about that?
Sure.
There we go.
Just bothers me. It sounds like
tendencies.
Spumante.
Spumante. Like, Spumante.
And we'll just keep drinking it until we all turn into Orson Welles.
Spumante is Italian for bukkake.
That's what it sounds like.
It does. I actually.
That's the real dirt.
I thought it sounded more like a discharge, personally.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just spumantied all over my shoe.
I'd be like, Spumante.
Spumante.
Spumante. Oh,
why do you still have your shoes on?
Hey, it was just a quickie. I got stuff I got to do.
Oh, you can't spumante in your own shoes?
I've never spumantied in my own shoes. I only spumante in other people's shoes.
Anyway,
that's actually a shoey that we talked about on last year's episode of Champagne.
So, but remember,
are you talking about Champagne episode number 52?
Yes,
Woodfall says he's never seen anything like that.
No, yeah, he messaged us and said no, there was no shoeys that he heard of in Australia or New Zealand, more particularly. Yeah.
New Zealand.
All right. Yeah. Let's not try to burp into the fucking microphone.
I burped at him accidentally. Right. And sort of down.
Oh, that sounded. No,
it's all the bubbles. Oh.
I haven't even had
a spumante. He's spumante'd.
I was like, all this talk of spumante really got you going.
You started it.
I'm sorry, no. As per usual.
All right, let's take our first commercial break and we'll open up the first couple bottles. And we'll talk a little bit more about some mimosa action.
Mimosa action.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might mention Bridgeview Liquors a lot around here, and there's a really good reason why. They pay for a lot of our booze. But one of the great things about them, not just the paying us in alcohol, is they truly seem to love what they do. They're knowledgeable as hell on almost every type of alcohol. Anytime I have questions, that's where I go. That's why I love Bridgeview Liquors.
And I know for a fact that they have knowledgeable staff because if you go back to our Brandies and Cognacs episode, Evan, their store manager, his store pick for Brandies was the winner for the day. And I'm also impressed immensely with their huge selection of craft beers, not only locally, but as far away as four or five other states, which is more than an armful away.
Yeah. Speaking of their knowledgeable staff, I found out that the word Gewurztraminer means a noble grape, while at Bridgeview. It is basically a grown-up version of a Moscato. Bridgeview has a wide selection of local as well as really hard-to-find wines.
I like Gewürztraminer wines just because I like to say that word.
Dude.
And I'm German.
Gewürztraminer is about the funnest thing you can do with my mouth.
It is. And one of the fun things about Bridgeview that I like is that how regularly they post on social media the new beers and liquors they get in with pictures, because I'm a picture guy. I like to see the
beer. Not much a reader, huh?
No. But Bridgeview has the picture, so I'm like, oh, that's the beer I'm looking for. I can look at the picture. I can go look for the can or the bottle and, you know, figure out, match them up and everything. And they do that weekly on all their new releases for that week. So it's kind of nice. I like that.
And you can find those social media posts on Instagram and Facebook at Bridgeview Liquor, and their website is bridgeviewliquors.com. And you can go to their location at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead.
And when you do go to their location at 935 something in Moorhead, if you mention Brews, Booze, and Reviews at the checkout, you save 10% off of all purchases.
10% off all purchases.
So 10% off all purchases.
Thanks once again for listening to our podcast. We love and appreciate all of our listeners, and we really love and appreciate you at Bridgeview Liquors.
10% off all purchases.
All purchases.
You and your Perrier.
Perrier.
All right, Perrier.
Welcome back from our ad break. Thanks for listening to our ads. Thanks. So our first champagne that is on the docket is the J. Roger.
So it's not a champagne. It's a sparkling wine.
It is illegal.
And it's a Spumante. So it's from Italy.
Yep. So this actually is a Spumante. So this one is J. Roger offers great tasting champagnes that also blend beautifully into full flavored cocktails. This American sparkling wine is medium dry with crisp fruit flavors. 100% stainless steel tanks are used for the base wine, and then secondary fermentation takes place in the Charmat tanks. This process preserves the fruit character, making a fresher, more flavorful wine. The aromas are balanced with a bouquet of toasty yeast notes.
Oh, toasty yeast notes.
Even reading that, I was fucking... All right.
Toasty.
Smells kind of funny.
Man, these yeast notes are sure toasty.
And floral nuances. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. Now, this is by J. Roger Champagne Cellars in Canandaigua, New York.
By Canon.
Now, each bottle of wine contains approximately 5 glasses of sparkling white wine. Opens with a balanced bouquet of toasty yeast notes and floral nuances.
It's these toasty yeast notes. They're going straight to my head.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It's better than a yeast infection.
Whoa!
Yeah.
One in the
Andy,
same.
Do you agree?
Okay.
No, this does not. This does not.
This is not that episode.
Have the ABV on it. Does it say on the bottle?
I have
that big,
a
ginormous bottle.
9.5%.
I do like how this is sold in buckets.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
I'll take a bucket of the champagne.
Yeah, it's almost like a gallon container, isn't it?
Can you get champagne in a box? Do they do that yet?
I don't think you can get the bubbles to stay in a plastic bag like that.
I don't know, but everything else is in a box.
What is that when you take the champagne or the bottle, wine bottle?
Oh, christening.
Yeah, that looks like you would christen a ship. A big
you
ass
need one
boat.
Of those giant swords to take the...
Ah, saber.
Yes, that's...
Ah. Saber the moment.
Jeepers, creepers. Right, I'm so excited for the rest of the day.
All right.
That scared me.
Game show.
All right. I thought that may be up too high.
I thought you were the...
What are you talking about?
Do you know
about?
when people... Swing the big hammer. I thought your
hammer
head hit the bell.
it felt like it did, like at the carnival.
Yeah,
step right up, sweetheart. I'll make you piss yourself.
I thought maybe she was having like a flashback of MMA. And she hit the bell and she's getting into fight mode.
There was this one time on Family Feud where Richard Dawson tried to just give her a wet kiss on the, you know where.
Oh, he did.
And that noise happened, and you know it just triggered that trauma, right? Same thing happened to me.
Dick Dawson.
I know, Dick Dawson.
That's what I call him.
I'm never going to watch Hogan's Heroes the same way again.
That episode never aired. No. It's fine.
Oh, you were the Frau.
Right. Oh, that's the one I could throw on here.
Spumantes.
J. Roget.
So, we're done? Are we ready to smell and taste this shit?
Okay.
I can play the Frau Brugger.
I almost finished mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Does it smell like toasted yeast?
Apparently, the part of Big Earn's being played by Ben today because he's on his third glass. I haven't even tried any yet.
This is my first one. It just went down so damn smooth.
This is a light straw colored.
Very bubbly. I get sweet grapes.
So sweet.
Mine looks sweet pretty transparent.
Sir, that's an empty glass.
Oh, that's why. Spumante me.
You're wearing your wrong glasses. Ugh. You guys can go ahead and talk while I pour.
We're all just watching, like, what's he going to get?
It's like one of those.
Spumante.
You need help?
It's very bubbly.
This is the special, what do they call that stuff that the kids do on the YouTube, that ASMR.
Oh,
stuff
is that like a new STD or something or what?
I don't know. They just make weird noises.
I haven't heard of this yet.
This is too gross now. That's enough.
We need to stop.
So, sweet grapes.
And lots of bubbles.
The bottle was so heavy that I could hardly pour it. Especially after my MMA years, you'd think I'd be able to lift something like that. But
yeah, but you let that slide, and all of a sudden,
damaged joints.
I'm like, that could be it.
Yep.
How do you think I feel about my underwater basket weaving career?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
First off, wasn't a career. You never won.
You don't have to. this bubbly's tasty.
Thanks.
Laverne and Shirley doing the whole underwater basket weaving beginning of the "We're gonna do it," but it'd be all blub 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 blub.
More spumante.
Apparently, Sydney Williams can't breathe underwater. Who knew?
And Penny Marshall's dead, right?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
Oh yeah.
Good riddance. You guys are just breaking me today.
Oh, she's dead. I better work on an impression of her because I only impersonate dead people.
You should try harder. Just lay down.
Just
stop breathing.
That was a thinker. That was a good joke there. I could have used that on Thick of the Night. Where the hell were you?
All right, what do you guys got on the nose on this one? Anything?
Sweet grape. I believe we've
It's very, very sweet. That's
so sweet.
It's sugary kind of to me, though.
Yeah.
It's not an attractive sweet.
I agree. It's cloying.
Too hard.
I'll drink the piss out of it.
I'd say it'd
just
be...
Just because it's here.
I'll drink it, and then I'll have to piss.
It's mildly summoning my inner Brimley. Yeah.
Which
one?
Which Brimley?
The only Brimley?
Stanley.
Jeffrey.
Stanley Brimley.
Larry.
The lesser known of the Brimley brothers.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeff Brimley.
Jeff Brimley.
Diabetes.
He stood in for him after Wilford died. Which
he's dead too?
He is. He died actually this year.
Oh, shit.
Or last year's, because we're in 2021.
And further on this episode of dead celebrities, the J. Roger Spumante. What do you guys get on this?
Well, he's dead to me now, too.
It tastes about as sweet as it smells. I get that little bit of tingle, like the backsides of my tongue even.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but to me this tastes like a cheap kind of, the sweetness of it tastes kind of like...
Like a sparkling grape juice, not something I'd expect from, you know, an adult beverage. This is childlike.
There's no dryness to it. There's no like layers of flavor. It does taste like apple juice or grape juice with bubbles, which is a very dangerous game.
It does have a bit of the alcohol-y in the very back end, but it's forgettable.
Yeah. I think even in a mimosa, it's almost too sweet to add to juice.
Oh, it's super fun. Yeah. So I've got a sidecar of this with pineapple juice, and
Delightful, or
is it? Yeah, how is it with the juice? Because it tastes like juice.
I went with pineapple juice because I thought it would be less thick than the orange juice and less sweet.
Do you think it was less thick? Is that what you said?
Jesus Christ, I wish that was less thick.
So, and I actually have the same, but I put the
maybe less juice Alan in thick. It.
The Nordberg.
Nordberg, thank you.
Nordberg.
I got the Nordberg in it.
Well, the Nordberg's a little and bit more is, sour.
I mean, it.
Well, and for the listeners also, I mean, if you haven't seen Naked Gun, shame on you. Go and watch that and then come back and listen to the rest of
then
this
podcast.
Then
get the reference.
Exactly.
We're not going to explain really our jokes.
Sweet. No.
Well, not this one anyway.
I don't even get the joke.
Oh, somebody tell a joke? What?
You're even here.
You know, so talking yeah, the about mimosa this stuff. Made with so, the orange juice and the J. Roget is, yeah, a little too sweet for me. And I like sweet things.
See, I didn't same. Go for just, the mimosa because I thought, and I wasn't sure if I was going to, but I feel it would just like taste, because it's very, very like Welch's grape juice
yep.
to me. And I was like, I wouldn't want to add juice to this because then it'd just be more juice.
It's almost like that non-alcoholic sparkling
that's
cider.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
With sugar added.
That's why, kids, you should probably buy drier champagnes. And that's why they always serve drier champagnes with mimosas.
Yeah, it's always a brut or something of that variety where it's more.
We probably shouldn't just spit things out. Maybe do our research. I'm just kidding.
Why start now?
Which one of us has done any research?
I don't
today?
Know, but I think you just spumantied all over our faces.
I just wanted to yell at Andy once.
He loves doing that. He calls me and does it even when I'm not here. It's very sad, actually. But thank you guys for laughing.
I was like, we're talking about this, and I bet you would have said something stupid, so knock it off.
What's sadder, the fact that he leaves the voicemails or the fact that you listen to them?
All of the above.
And save them.
And listen to them again in the shower and cry.
Nice.
I made it to tears. Anyway.
Any more flavor notes on these?
Not really.
The
no,
Roger.
I kind of said all
I'm
I
not
really
impressed.
It's not, yeah, it's not something you whip out for your friends and be like, check this shit out. You know,
it's gotcha.
Just like, hey, the best part about this is that I'm guessing it wasn't very expensive and it comes in a big fucking bottle. So you can have a lot of it.
Yeah, I think I got that for $10.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But again, you know, Spumante sparkling white wine is by definition supposed to be sweeter, correct?
Well, if you would listen to the first part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Usually.
Yeah, you know.
Usually.
Yeah. But they do make a brut, so.
Some bum in a trash can told Chris that that's what it is, so he believed it.
Yep.
Why did you throw Ben in a trash can, Chris?
It was a nice trash can. Thank you very much. I was happy to even.
Was Oscar in there?
No, aww. They evicted his ass.
Oops.
We should rate this.
Yes,
let's rate this J. Roget Spumante by Constellation Brand. That's the manufacturer.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 2.25. A little below average.
I'm going to go 1.5. I bet there's worse.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 2.
I'm going to go 2 as well. I liked the I bet there's worse. There's got to be worse out there, but I would not purchase this on my own accord.
Okay. So the average for the J. Roget Sparkling White Spumante is 1.9375.
And the next wine on the list is Fitvine Brut Prosecco Spumante.
So is this like a diet champagne then?
Actually, yeah.
You're supposed to lift. Yes, definitely go lifting after drinking some.
So is approximately $18 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
It's a nice one.
Yep. It's got Prosecco region of Veneto, Italy. It's a sparkling type of wine. Okay. So Prosecco is a sparkling white wine from northeastern Italy, specifically the Veneto and Friuli, whatever wine regions. It is also the informal name for the grape variety used to make these wines, which is now known officially as Glera.
The color difference is significant.
Yeah, this one doesn't look like sugar water.
Nope.
No. And am I the only one, though? Like, it seems like it's more bubbles.
Yeah,
it's big bubblier.
Time. I'd say the bubblier. they move up the glass more rapidly. They're faster moving. They look a little smaller.
This one's definitely got some faster swimmers. I think that other one had like blue balls or something.
They had some Red Bull.
The fact that we were drinking carbonated simple syrup was not helpful.
Yeah, it even sounds infertile, doesn't it?
Even when you smell it, you can feel the effervescence.
Oh yeah, one tickles my mustache much more.
This is at 11%, right? ABV?
Correct, yeah. Okay.
11%. Oh, boy.
92 calories per 5-ounce glass. You guys get any notes of green apple, citrus, or...
I was going to say, yeah, green apple, light fruits, and maybe a little bit of floral. It doesn't smell as sweet. It doesn't make me feel like I'm licking through sugary sludge.
Yeah. The last one made me feel cheap. This one makes me feel like Pretty Woman. Nice. So, depending on how you want somebody to feel, that's where your purchase needs to lie.
Honey, I brought you the Roguette!
You're like, oh. That's one of those nights.
I thought I smelled something kind of sourish, but I think it's tart, and I think it's from the green apple that Chris was mentioning. So,
what also says in here, there is a mineral finesse to it. That might be the water, the terroir of the water, and the grape region.
Terroir water?
No, when you said mineral water, yeah. You've still got both your glasses out. Yeah. And
it looks almost like a hard seltzer.
It does. But also, I can't help but keep looking at the bubbles.
It's like staring at a fire. You just want to watch it.
Well, just comparing the two, I mean... Have you got any bubbles in the Spumante
J. Roger?
J. Roger.
J. Rocket?
I can't even count one anymore.
It's because I set it down hard.
And they're bigger bubbles and they move slower. Yeah. Yeah. The Fitvine Prosecco is a. Did you taste it?
I have. And it's got almost like, I don't know, this might sound weird, but it seems like it's got more of a body to it. Because it's not just like the other one; just tastes like straight sugar water.
This expands in your mouth because it releases more carbon dioxide or something right when you drink it, so it like fills up your mouth.
Yep. That first one,
like Fix a Flat.
That first one that we were drinking made me feel like that guy in Men in Black who gets like the giant cockroach wears his skin, and he just comes in. He's like sugar water.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
That's right.
I love him.
I felt like that guy. This actually, like you said, makes me feel like a girl.
So, beautiful.
I love it.
You mean like a pretty woman? I don't think it's like a girl.
I felt like a girl when I got here.
I'm not a big fan of this one.
Really?
Too dry, too tart. It needs some sweetness, and I don't get hardly any sweetness out of this.
You're right.
It's dry and tart, and it finishes dry and tart.
Yeah, I like it.
Why it would be good for a mimosa, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Ernie, what if you did it as a mimosa? Have you tried that?
No, I still have my mimosa with
I'd be willing to try that. I don't know if I will right away, but I think that because I think when you're talking, because I like it because it's dry, and I think it would pair well with a little bit of sweet from some fruit juice.
I'm kind of hoping there's something in between these two. Something not as sweet as the J. Roger, but not as dry as this Fitvine.
These were right at the beginning, so there's nothing in between them. It's just stuff afterwards. That's a proximity joke.
There we go.
See, we'll explain some of them.
Oh, college.
Oh, fuck that.
That was from Princess Bride.
That was.
Oh,
hey,
Ernie.
Chris, ask me what my New Year's resolution is going to be.
What's your New Year's resolution going to be?
High def.
Wow, that sounded like it's in stereo even.
Any other flavor notes?
I think too dry and tart for me.
Yeah, I think that the drier it is, the better it's going to go with the juices
right.
For the mimosas.
But I liked it better just out of the glass, too, because I got a little bit of sweetness, not a lot, but you get a little bit of that, like, apple, but more of the peel a little bit, so it was a little drier. But I don't know. I like it. I thought it was a little more refreshing, and doesn't weigh so heavy on my mind.
Well, you can tell that it's an 11.
Chris is still wrong.
Versus a 9% alcohol wise.
Yeah, so this is 2% ABV. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Right, who wants to throw some numbers on this?
I'll put it.
Probably all of us.
I'll put it right above average. I'm going to go 2.75.
Oh wait, because it's out of 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I will give it a 3. I enjoyed this, and I think it's worthy of that.
Oh, I'm going to do a 2.5 because I liked it better than the last one. But I would definitely need to mix it with juice or something to really enjoy it. It's not something I would drink on its own.
Fair enough.
All right, Goldilocks, what do you give it over there?
That's Mr. Goldilocks to you.
I thought that was your father.
I haven't seen the Big Lebowski either.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just
I'm just the dude. I'm the big
dude. Opinion, man.
Yeah.
Apparently I am way off on this because I'm giving it a 1.25.
Yeah. Not way off. This is all about preference.
The minute he said Chris is wrong again, it's personal now, and you are fucking wrong.
It is personal.
And he stares at him aggressively.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
No, you can't.
No, you're right. Just to not argue, I'll just admit that I'm wrong.
Ernie thought
I know you are all wrong.
Ernie thought he was wrong once. It turns out he was just mistaken.
Oh, Jesus. Put that book away. 101 best jokes your dad told you once.
Hey, this was written by Uncle Milty, damn it.
What do you got for an average, Bigger?
The average for the Fitvine Prosecco Spumante Brut is 2.375.
Well, smarter people prevailed, and it did actually beat the Rojit.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
All right, I'm going to go feed one of these to the wife as a mimosa. We'll take a quick break and listen to our last ad, and we'll be right back.
What would you like to eat tonight?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
I could go for burgers or wings. I don't know, maybe even pizza. What are you thinking?
We just had pizza. I don't know.
That's why I'm asking you.
Well, maybe we should look online.
Is what?
It happens in nearly every home in America almost every day. At some point, someone asks, what are we going to eat tonight? Worry not. Fargo Takeout's artificial intelligence robotic chef, the Decisionator, is here to make the choices for you. You'll find its 3 top choices for takeout. If none of the 3 choices sounds good to you, just click the Nope, Try Again button. Even an artificial intelligence robot chef gets it wrong once in a while. The next time your relationship seems strained based upon what's to put on the table, turn to FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator. And remember, save a meal, save a marriage. FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator.
Yeah, I have to try that one with orange juice.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back from our ad break.
You ever friend? Never mind.
And you were going to tell a joke and I stifled you, damn it. All right, our next bottle of wine.
It broke.
So the cork broke?
I broke.
The holder came out of the...
Why are you pulling straight up and not using this thing as leverage?
I don't know.
Well, shit, I don't know.
I've never really used... I always have the one where you pop it over. All right. Well, look at that.
Hey-o.
Boy, I wish the listeners the could see noise. This.
Well, yeah. You're supposed to.
So,
All right. Yeah. So about this, Rosata Moscato di Asti. Now, you were saying about Asti's in particular.
Right, and you even said it, because it's one of the little regions, right?
Yep.
Or something like that. Some fucking shit like that. I was sort of paying attention. But yeah, so an Asti would be a Spumante as well. Because again, really, it's just from fucking Italy and it sparkles. It bubbles like a motherfucker.
So if you go to risottawines.com and you search for the Moscato di Asti, it's a product of Italy. It's Risotto Moscato di Asti is seductively sweet, boasting juicy stone fruit, tart citrus, and floral honey flavors. The wine is fresh and fragrant. Enjoy with appetizers, spicy Asian dishes, toasted hazelnuts, or tiramisu. Available in 750 milliliter and 187 milliliter sizes. 187 on a motherfucking cup.
And look at us getting gangster as fuck. It's not political, but 187 on a mother... No.
No, I don't know.
All right, and this is a 5.5% ABV. Sorry, I love me some MWA.
Do you wonder what the DOCG means?
Yeah.
That's how this was produced. DOCG. What's it mean, Knox? This is your job.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Down on...
Yeah, so on the bottle it says, Moscata, Moscata,
Down on Osti, Celtic Grove.
D-O-C-G.
Down on Celtic Grove.
Yeah. Denominación de Original Controlada y Garantita is the highest quality level. The DOCG designation was created in 1980 in response to criticisms that were too many DOCs and their quality was variable.
DOC.
DOCG wines, in contrast, were to be truly the best of what Italian wines could offer.
Yeah, so.
According to masterclass.com.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Bam. Boom.
Nice.
There
okay.
It is.
All right.
I like it.
Knowledge. Now what do we do?
We all learned something.
I like it. He just says what it is.
It takes me a while to process that I learned something and then be like, okay, now words.
So what do you guys get on the nose on this one?
Well, so immediately the first thing I notice is not quite as bubbly.
Oof. It is not near as
slow
bubbly.
Slow bubbles again.
Now, this one does have a little bit of color to it compared to the last one, which had almost zero color to it.
Yeah.
Still not
it's
as
still
dark.
Still very, very light.
It's like a well-urinated urine color.
A well-urinated urine?
Well-filtered.
Well-hydrated urine.
A well-urinated urine.
He's like,
look at how pee my pee is.
Congratulations, son. Your urethra is...
Urethra.
Urethra. I don't know.
Urethra Franklin.
She was my favorite.
She sings from the neck.
That's right.
I get a very late aroma. Semi-sweet. Not as sweet as the first one, the J. Roche.
Definitely don't get bubbles on your nose when you smell it.
Yeah. No, this one doesn't tickle my stash at all.
It's slightly more tart than the first one, which makes me like it a lot more than either of the last two. It's got flavor, and it's sweet, but not too... Well, I mean, it is still a little too sweet, but not as crazy as the first one.
It does dry out a little more at the end a little bit and doesn't leave, like, grains of sugar in your mouth.
Right. I don't get the remnants of a sugar coma.
Rock candy, just like...
Exactly. Like, you know, just that residue that you get in the back of your throat that's just makes you diabetes. It's what it is.
It definitely feels what it is. It feels thicker than the last one, too, than that Fit Vine.
Yep.
You're right. Yep. I agree with you, Chris.
Yeah.
I found the previous one a little bit more refreshing, which is what I liked.
Yep. I'd put this one... Yeah, this one's closer to the J. Roche than it is to the fat vine.
I agree.
Fit vine. Percent.
This is champagne that'll make you fat.
I look down at my stomach and the bottle at the same time, like, fat vine, you piece of shit.
This one reminds me of a bridal shower. Like something you would have at, like, it reminds me of a mimosa or like something fun that would be a group of people drinking.
You guys go to many bridal showers?
You know what?
That's almost all I did last year.
Everybody's nod of agreement made me believe that you guys go to a bunch of bridal showers.
Well, actually, just that one time to install the cameras.
Yeah, I went just the one time to perform for the cameras.
Yeah, they're not much funnier when you tell them.
No.
Thanks, Ben. This is sweet, but it's not as sugary sweet as Chris would put it. It's, I don't know, maybe more sweetness from the natural grapes.
Okay.
It does, you know, kind of dry out or at least gets less sweet at the end to where it doesn't, like, oh my God, stay in your mouth like, Jesus, like the J. Roche.
Stay in my mouth, Jesus.
Stay in my mouth.
Jesus.
That's the new hit. Yeah. That's coming out on the new hit Christian rock album. It's the new signal. Single.
Well, nope, signals.
Signals. They're signaling the single.
Oh, no, he's got bubble tongue.
You see, that's what happens. I get drunk on this show.
I'm talking in spumante.
In spumante.
That's like Esperanto only.
Right. So I like this a lot more, a lot better than the Fit Vine.
Yeah.
But, and better than the J. Roche. Because
prove it by giving it a good number.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Nice.
3.75.
Oh.
I didn't write it down yet, Chris, so it was okay that I changed it.
No, he's going to wait till you write his first number, and then he'll change it to a second number.
Well, in all fairness, it would have taken them 45 minutes to get another official scorecard out. That had the legal margins and et cetera. There's, are you using a number two pencil? I hope so.
Fill in those circles.
Wait, I'll do a 2.5.
Your Engelbert Humperdinck.
This is my Humperdinck.
Humperdinck, Humperdinck.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife.
Humperdinck.
Well, as my good friend here just said, to blaze, which means to bluff. I'm also going to give it a 2.5 and Humperdinck it.
So, wait. So, is that a bluff score you're giving it? What the fuck does that
mean? Well, you know, he was part of Two Lanterns Trivia, right? That was his...
All I was doing was making the tie-in back to The Princess Bride, and it was the first line I thought of. It was either that or a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Here's a nice tie-in. All right, so 2.5 and moving on.
Andy, nope. What do you got?
3. A classic, no faking of the funk on a nasty dunk. We're going to go with the 3.
That was a good one. All right. Get one of these. All right.
You must not be finishing all of your champagne because there's no way I'd be able to talk that good right now.
Oh, you're proving it.
What? Huh? How'd you get in my house?
So the average for the, was it Rosada Moscato d'Asti? D-O-C-G is 2.9375.
Right? Not bad.
Nice. Getting better. Getting better.
All right. The next one in the docket.
Thanks, Chris.
Is by Chandon or Shandon?
Shandon. That's the way Snoop Dogg says it. And I'm pouring Sean Don.
And this is their this is their sweet star. This is $24 for a 750.
All right, load me up.
This is a
now that we're done with that cheap shit. Like,
mommy finally found one she likes.
More of the pretty woman type, right?
Where is my chocolate dipped strawberries?
All right.
We got some weenies over here.
Some barbecued weenies.
I'm looking at them. Let's go.
<Da-dunch>.
All right. So vibrant and fun, Sweet Star offers a slightly sweet profile that is balanced by a refreshing acidity. Robust with bright tropical, grapefruit, and floral notes. Try as a spritz over ice alongside spicy fare and even with desserts. And you can find that at chandonorshandon.com/EN for English and blah, blah, blah.
Oof. I like that.
Well, so far it fucking bubbles my nose up.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like I am.
Check that shit out.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Burp, okay. Charlie. Burp.
We're getting too high.
So this is primarily Chardonnay with Pinot Noir and Meunier blended in. A higher dosage toward the end of the winemaking process leads to a soft, rounded mouthfeel. Delicious on its own, it is also excellent as a topper to cocktails or simply over ice with a grapefruit slice or sprig of mint.
Top of the cock.
Now, it does not say what the ABV on this on the website.
I was curious.
Yeah, I don't have it written down either.
Ooh, and I'm pouring Sean down. Now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head.
12%.
Okay. You know what I have stuck in my head right now? Fucking Gene Wilder chewing some kid's ass out because they drank fizzy lifting drinks.
I said, good day, sir.
You said what again?
12.
This one says 5% for the reserve wine.
Well, this isn't the reserve. This says 12%.
Okay. I think if it's 5, I will drink it for days.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, 12%. Okay. So it's 67% Chardonnay.
So 5% of people will read past this. It's 12% alcohol.
33% Pinot Noir. So you should get juicy on the nose and silky on the palate. Honey, stone fruit, nectarine, mango, and orange.
I get maybe like, little grape or mango-y fruits and bubbles on the nose.
Honey, like it's really warm, sweet. It's not like that cloying white sugar sweet. It's different. It's sweet, but it's really good.
It's almost like a natural sweet. Does that make sense? That's, it doesn't seem artificial to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yep.
I'm going to wrap my mouth around the whole wine. What is it? Champagne.
It's so good. I really like this one. And the bubbles completely take up your mouth. Like
way
they
go, Chardon.
I do get a little bit of that honey on that aroma, too. And it's definitely more effervescent than the last one we just had.
Oh, this shit's like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Like we all just threw an Alka-Seltzer tablet in there.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Beautiful.
We should do commercials.
I did once.
I saw it.
I know.
You're so cute.
Yep. If you want a bar not to stay open, put me in the commercial.
Noted.
Oh, man. No, this is a lot of fun. This could get me into trouble, I think.
Yeah, at 12% for sure.
There's almost a burn on my tongue.
Is it a good burn or a bad burn?
Yeah, what'd you do wrong?
No, but it's not bad. It's actually pretty good because I get a little bit of that sweetness on the sides, but it's a little drier going right across, right over the hump of the tongue.
Ernie, you're not supposed to put it in the microwave before you drink it.
No, but this tastes effervescent. Mm-hmm. This tastes, I can literally taste the bubbles on this one.
Yeah.
Well, and it's almost like
bubbles.
It's not only just in your mouth. I feel like the bubbles going down into my guts.
Well, I'm going to be gassy later.
Yeah, likewise.
You were gassy when you got here.
Pretty much. It's nonstop. The minute I put on pants.
You Dutch ovened yourself again.
I don't wear them that high. What are you, like, I pull my pants up over my head, dude, tie it off like a body bag.
No, it sneaks up through your sweater.
You can't tell me that when you're pulling your pants down to take a shit, you don't accidentally fart while you're doing it. And then you sit down and you're right where your ass level was. You just farted in your own face.
Oh, you know what the worst is? Have you ever farted in the shower?
Oh, and it stays there and it's all wet?
Because it's warmer and it just hangs?
Oh, it's awful.
It's like, I don't want to escape, but it's fucking nice in here.
All right.
More like a sauna.
So what do you get on the aroma on this?
So none of those notes are on this champagne or this sparkling wine.
Sorry. I whoopsie daisied again.
Well, I brought it up. It was my mistake.
I mean, yes and no.
This is a good medium between kind of what we've had. This is not super sweet. It's not super dry. Very bubbly. This is more of like a champagne than what we've had so far. And you
really get that, all that fruit. Which of those fruits you think is the most prominent in this? The mango or the nectarine or stone fruit?
Maybe nectarine.
You said honey, which is great.
I don't taste a whole ton of honey, but maybe that's kind of what mellows everything else out.
Whatever fruits are kind of tardy are the ones I'm getting.
Like the mango.
You mean the ones that aren't there?
Nectarine, orange.
Well, I'm getting less of the sweetness from that. I get a lot of tart, and it makes my mouth water.
Is that almost like a sour?
I just found it funny when you said the word tarty.
No, I know.
Because
you're laughing so hard, you're sweating.
But you didn't really enunciate it, you know, like you did. Like you said tarty, but you kind of said tardy.
Yeah, like it was late.
I'm not a smart man.
We've just crossed so many boundaries.
Anyway, it's good. My professional opinion. But right. Yeah, because it does have that tartness and it doesn't overwhelm my stomach. It's not heavy. It's nothing like that. It's delish.
Andy, you're a professional bartender and have participated in many bartender battles. What do you get on the flavors in this one as far as the fruitiness?
Well,
anything really stand out?
Like I said before, I feel like the sweet on it is a lot more. Ben also said like a natural sweet, which made me think of honey because it's like a warm brown sugar or honey sweet instead of like, you know how white sugar, like that.
Granulated taste.
Yeah, just
refining.
Yeah. You can refined sugar has its own flavor or its own like mouth feel almost even. And this doesn't have any of that. Like it's an easy drinking sweet where you don't feel like you're drinking over sugared Kool-Aid. I tasted a lot of mango and citrus in there. Like, I thought that the tartiness was also very natural. Like, it didn't taste like citric acid. It tasted like a fruit tart. And I really liked it. Not like a sweet tart or like anything like that. It was just all very natural tasting.
I liked it.
Ben, yes or no? She was right or wrong? Just keep it simple.
Yeah, your name.
Okay, too late.
Okay, I missed that one.
You were late to the game. You were tardy on that one.
I was.
Maybe that's, you want to put some numbers on this.
Timing. Am I going to start this off?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I was just surprised at something I actually said, a professional acknowledged. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, I don't know. But there was the natural taste to it. It didn't, like, if I was going to celebrate something out of everything that, because that's what people do with champagne, right? They celebrate.
Nope. Shit. Some people drown their sorrows.
Oh.
In a fancy way.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking depressed. I need some champagne.
So the next time that I, out of, if I had to choose from out of the four that we've had right now, the next time that I would get into the shower and listen to Cyndi Lauper on a constant loop, it would be this one, because I think it would make me feel like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, yes. And that would be nice. And with that, okay. I feel that that is worth 4 points.
How? Where do we get the numbers out of this?
It's subliminal math. All you have to do is crack it to the algorithm.
What's the cipher?
I didn't cap it off with any Alan Thicke, because that tells you to carry the two.
And any fool knows that.
Oh, now it makes sense. Four.
All right, Andy?
I'm going to do a solid four on that one. Like, this is something that I would go out and seek. Like, I would buy it to have at home or have... That sounded sad. To have at a party or with my friends.
By friends, you mean at home. Alone.
At home.
Watching YouTube videos of sad songs.
Listening to Chris yell at me on my saved voicemails.
She saves her voicemails under sad songs.
It's easier to find them that way. Yeah.
Chris, sad song Chelsea's. That's how I've always known you.
Sad, sad.
Sorry, I kind of drifted off there for a minute.
Your turn.
I gave it a 3.25.
Okay.
Chris. Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go, that's a solid, I'd say four.
You would.
That's a fun drinker. So am I.
This is new.
I love watching you do math while this is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the average.
What the average for Shandon. For only 5 cents a day, you too can buy Ernie a new calculator.
Right? I need to have a pen behind it, otherwise it falls flat.
All right, average.
So the average is 3.8125. We're getting better.
All right.
Better all the time.
Okay.
And the final one was one that Mr. Chelsis brought. This is the Moët and Chandon champagne. We also had this last year, but we had the Rosé Imperial, and this is the Nectar Imperial.
This one's so bubbly.
Yep, it bubbled right in my face.
How so this bubbly is it?
This is the last one, and this is...
Oh, wow. That
this
is
was an actual champagne from the Champagne region of France.
That's
so crazy. The other ones have been sparkling wines.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Yeah?
No offense to the Chandon, but...
Now, this is...
Snoop ain't rocking the right shit.
You know, I feel like he's going to be a moderate drinker, like, as far as price goes. You know, he's got money, but I feel like the $24 bottle range would be right.
But he's smart with it.
Yeah. Well, because it's still nicer than what he would have been drinking, but he's not going to throw his money away on something crazy.
Well, how much was this?
Yeah, like 50.
50?
Holy shit.
Right. Wow.
So if you go to Moët.com, it says Nectar Imperial is a delicious expression
suck on it.
Of the Moët and Chandon style, a style distinguished by its bright fruitiness, its seductive palate, and its elegant maturity.
How much did you pay for this?
like $50.
Hold now, this is mouth. A. This
I've
is
paid, I've paid less money for a pair of shoes.
No, for real, no, and I can see your fucking socks through your shoes.
Hey.
You look good, boy.
He's wearing jellies.
I think they're comfortable. Come on.
So this is a 40 to 50% Pinot Noir, a 30 to 40% Pinot Meunier. And a 10 to 20% Chardonnay.
That is all bubble.
If you hold it in your mouth, it turns to foam. Like, it's so bubbly that it's just like
Pop Rocks.
Oh. It is like Pop Rocks.
We should. That's what you should do. You should try this stuff with Pop Rocks.
You'd have some in the car.
You'd absolutely explode.
Oh, yep. Man.
Just like if you take Pop Rocks and drink 7-Up.
Yep. You'll spontaneously combust. It's science.
Explode. Yeah.
So the color on this is
if you had paid attention in chemistry.
I didn't. I barely snaked by.
So the color on this is a bold yellow with golden highlights.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a rich bouquet, a burst of exotic fruits like pineapple and mango, the roundness of stone fruits like Mirabel plum and apricot, and a slight hint of vanilla.
Mm. I just held a little bit in my lip, and it started bubbling. Like you look like Cujo.
Yeah. I know. It's like... It just foams. It turns into like effervescent alcohol foam. It's fucking perfect. It's amazing.
The brisk freshness of grapefruit notes.
That was the bubbles going down my neck.
Your throat's burping. Like
ASMR.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get past the bubbles. It's very bubbly.
I don't know if you guys...
And then it dries out.
But don't you want to just hang on to those bubbles and go off to their magical bubble land? Because that's how I'm feeling right now. I don't know about you.
I don't want to keep it in my mouth.
She's a fan.
That's what she said. We're going to have more sound bites coming up.
This is gold. This is one of the best things that I've ever drank. Like, this is so good.
This is a Friday night.
This is amazing.
This is okay.
No, it's better than okay.
Fuck you, Kevin. What do you know? Anyway, I just want to keep putting my face over the glass. Like putting your head in front of a humidifier.
That's actually the same reason why you're not allowed to the zoo anymore. Is you just like to put, you know, your face right on the glass. There.
I really like my stuff on things.
That's true.
But yeah, you get those.
Kind of like the Mr. Yuck sticker.
You get a light fruitiness. This one just bubbles at a faster rate. I don't know. This is crazy weird. But it's hard to try and pick stuff out of it because you're just like, oh, fun. Every time it hits you.
This stuff is so bubbly that I'd be afraid if I drank too much of it. Do you think you'd end up pissing bubbles?
For sure. You're going to anyways. Don't?
Oh, man.
I thought you already did.
That's going to be fun later.
It will be. Don't worry. You won't remember. This one must be a good 12%.
It's my other favorite thing about champagne.
It is.
Not
12%. I have... yes, I have 12%, Andrea.
Sweet.
And yeah, you're so right. It is kind of sweet.
But it's not too sweet.
Maybe if you let it sit and warm up a little bit more. Maybe get more of those fruity
notes.
That's
not what we're doing with champagne. Mm-mm.
This is trouble.
You want champagne chilled.
Yeah, don't they always bring it out in the ice bucket in the movies?
I think if it sits and warms up too long, I think you're going to lose some of the carbonation. And so you're going to lose part of what makes this shit fun. Yeah. Then it's just wine.
You're about as worthless as the G in champagne.
I would be.
Experience has shown that the ideal temperature to serve champagne.
Serve it.
Is 47 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. Any colder than champagne will numb the taste buds. Under no circumstances, chill a bottle of champagne in the freezer and never serve it in a pre-chilled glass.
I would be not very fun at a rich people party. I'd be like, you guys, hold the bubbles in your mouth. Hold the bubbles in your mouth. Shut up. Hold the bubbles in your mouth. And they'd be like, it's champagne. I'd be like, that's so fun. I love it.
It goes up my nose.
Like, we do this all the time.
This is literally our life. And I'd be like, you're so blessed.
Yeah, so right around the 55 degrees, all the flaws come out and all the nuances come out.
Yes, amplify the flaws, please.
Yeah, I mean, if we're judging it, we should. taste all the flaws and the good stuff on
it. Actually, no, I changed my mind. Let's do it so there's no flaws.
Flawless.
Okay, never mind.
You know what? Fucking forget it. Forget I said it.
Half the time, I can't tell if he's trying to be funny.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I can tell.
Nope.
Immediately.
Anyway, this tastes delicious.
Don't try.
I do get some of the mango and pineapple, and I get a little bit of dryness. It's kind of sweet. It's kind of tart. It's got all these really cool things happening. You can watch my shit.
Watch the shit.
You were saying?
I actually think Andrea described it best at the very beginning when she said it's just like a bubbly alcohol, kind of foamy, and then it kind of just goes away. Because that's what it is. It's bubbles, and then, like I said, you get a little bit of that burn, that dryness from the alcohol, and then it kind of just fades away.
So good. The flavor is...
Okay, why don't you start off the numbers then? And we'll talk about if it's worth the $50 or not after that.
No, my throat bubbled.
Nobody wants to go first?
I'll go first.
I don't know.
I would do a 4.75 to 5 on that. Like, I genuinely... I normally don't like sparkling wines, champagnes, anything like that, which is why I thought this would be so fun to try different ones that I haven't had before. And this is something, again, that I would, if I had a lot of money that I don't, but I would definitely seek this one out and go get it again. Like, this would be a celebration one for sure.
Ernie, what do you got?
3.75. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to do a good 4.25 for sure. Yeah. For sure.
She good.
For sure.
I like it.
It's by far, I think, the best one. It's my favorite out of everything we've had. And I deem it worthy of a 4.5. Was that a drum roll? Your drum roll was kind of drunk.
That was the Beverly D'Angelo drum roll.
Oh, yes. I was like, and Doris Roberts, didn't she have the...
Ouch.
Awesome.
So the average for the Nectar Imperial by Moët and Chandon is 4.3125. Which is good enough for first place for this episode.
It's the Sally Field of champagne.
It really is.
You really like me.
And for 3 beers a month, you too can sponsor Ben.
Shit, I'll do it for 2.5.
All right, guys. So what do you think? This one was worth it? The $50 to be spent on this one? Or would you still go with the $6
Chris paying $50 for it?
If I was going to celebrate something, I would definitely splurge on this, for sure.
Well, and it's something, one thing too, like, that's what I equate champagne with, is like, it's for an occasion, you know, that's how I just look at it. And if I want
to... Yeah, like, it's Sunday.
Sunday, nope. Surprisingly Sunday. Enough, my life is not as sad as yours, friend.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you seen your life?
Don't cry.
I'm just saying that's a celebration.
I'm living in the disillusionment that it's the life is good. So, which that's what champagne does as well. But champagne is like an occasional thing. I'll say occasional. It's not something that I drink all the time. But I say it's worth $50.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, it's like if I want to drink, I would equate it to like, well, there was one show we were talking about brandies that I was on, and we were talking about the whole thing. Like, you sit and enjoy a brandy or you sit and enjoy a cigar. I kind of look at champagne in the same way. It's not something that I drink all the time. If I want to have it and I want the good stuff, yeah, this is worth it.
So what took second? Was it the Sweet Star?
Yes.
Okay. So I think this was about $20. Okay. So the Chandon Sweet Star or the Moët Nectar Imperial, $20 versus about $50, right? That's a $30 difference.
There's a huge difference. I saved them both, and there's...
I was going to say, I don't have them next to each other, but you know. Well,
no!
And we're making jungle juice!
You can definitely tell that one was more expensive than the other. Should we do a blinder?
The $50 one, the $50 one definitely makes me feel more like a drunk Orson Welles than the $25.
How can you
one.
Hate that?
Just, oh, the French wine.
So I'm the only one. Actually, I did rate the Nectar Imperial higher than the Chandon. I was going to say I was the only one that didn't, but I did rate a little bit higher.
It's the bubbles. I mean, I think that's what Bublé. A lot of people are going for when they're like, not Michael Bublé.
But I did it as Robert Goulet, so that was like another layer.
Goulet Bublé, doing Bublé.
Bublé.
But I think there's a huge difference, and if you know, have the money to do that, I would definitely splurge on the nicer one. Even though, yeah, the Chandon, Chandon, whatever everybody wants to call it, I go by the Snoop Bible, as I'm the sure Chandon? Most of you do.
Chandon.
Chandon.
You going to drink some of that Chandon?
Oh, honey, you love the Chandon. Your father picked up a bottle of Chandon for you.
It's not even in a box. It's fancy.
You love it. It was on sale.
All right.
I personally probably wouldn't pay the extra money for the Moet, but
to me, like, champagne is like a New Year's Eve thing or like a wedding thing. It's like you kind of want to just celebrate with something fun and bubbly and
so right. Light. You're throwing a New Year's party, and you know everybody gets a glass of champagne right before midnight. You're probably pouring something like.
Yeah, I'm doing the Andre or Andre, the. Yep. Or
yeah,
the
we're going to get something that, mm-hmm. you know, but if it's just you and like 3, 4, 5 people, you know, you can have a couple bottles of the Chandon and then you're, you know, you save the Moet for at the end of the night.
When everybody's gone home and you're in the bathtub
and it's
alone.
Just me going, now I have to fucking clean up this bullshit 2 a.m.
No, you should get that other one that's got all those toasty yeasts in it. Yeah. Feed them full of them toasty yeasts and then give them the good stuff.
I tend to get along with my friends, though.
I want to keep it that way.
Unlike Knox, he's like, here, have this sugar fizz. Just kidding, buddy.
All right, well, I got to say, Andy, it's been great having you back to the podcast.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Ben, it's been okay having you back.
And yes.
Of course, it's always great to have you back.
You just whelmed us.
Well, I've been whelmed.
Well, on behalf of all the dead Canadian celebrities, Alan Thick, back from the grave, thanking you for getting me drunk.
All right. Do you guys have anything you guys want to promote? Do you still have that bartender for hire page?
I don't have the page anymore, but I have been doing a lot of Zoom mixology classes that have been super, super fun. I did a lot of company Christmas parties the last month. I do teach classes for Unglued. Seriously, get a hold of me for anything. Like, okay, that sounded bad.
And how
but
could
as far
they?
As like, as how far can they as do mixology that? Classes go, just my Facebook page, Andrea Anderson. I took down the bartender for hire page just because it was getting a lot of
unnecessary attention.
Yes. I was like, and word of mouth has been a lot better.
Okay.
It's just been a lot more
just
fun.
People inviting you, like, just come over to my place. It's me and my mom and
a 6-pack of Budweiser.
We have a cat.
I need to learn how to make something with Everclear.
And I'm like, yes. So, and I did it every time because I feel bad.
How about you, Ben? What do you got going on?
If anybody wants to go out for a walk, that'd be cool. You know.
As long as you're
what
on the
do
other
you
side
mix
of the street.
Chloroform with?
I'm like,
I have not been making a lot of late night phone calls to bartender for hire. I will say that.
That's not true.
You kept the tapes, didn't you?
I did.
They were video messages, and it was way
worse. It was a Zoom meeting. We were all there.
Well, I don't know. I don't have anything to. Yes, I have to do it anonymously. If I can't see you, you can't see me. I'm probably coming out on the next installment of Jerry Springer's comeback video tour. So be sure to check that out. And if not, you know what? Doesn't matter because it's not going to happen. And but I will say this. the next year looks to be promising from a circular perspective.
I love that.
Like it's round?
Mm-hmm. Like the Earth.
That's good.
So
if you're
you
a flat
say,
earther, we might not all be here. Because
the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
I'm starting to sound more like Neil Sloan now.
I was going to say, you're slipping into some weird
He's going to be so glad that I let Neil show up to the show.
Chris, if anybody cared where they could find you at there then, where can they find you at?
Nowhere. Don't look for me. I'll be hiding anyway. And I'm very fucking good at it.
I found you once at the Grosch.
Son of a bitch. Well, I guess, never mind. Find me at the grocery store. Usually the one on South University.
He's good at hiding.
He likes to hang out by the deli counter.
No, it's the salted meats.
Oof. Man was picking up some jerky.
All right. Ernie, where can they find you?
Across the street is normal.
All right. This has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozeandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. You can also click the link at the bottom of our episode description and donate to help with production costs and beer for our fridge to review for you. And of course, thanks to your listeners and neighbors without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And to you we say,
may your glasses be full and your spirits high. Cheers!